with my friend Drew from Napa Valley Paddle.
Hello, Napa.
What's up, Drew? You look like you've already been on the water this morning.
Yes, I have. It's hot. It's 90.
It's going to be this. Hot, right? Let's see. Let's get a current temperature reading as of this very moment. You know, it's always about 4 degrees cooler down by us, you know, down by the airport. In the Carneros region, we're always about 4 degrees. But as you head up valley, it's also 4 degrees warmer, then another 4 degrees warmer. By the time you get to St. Helena, Calistoga, 79 degrees, Drew, right now at South Napa Century Center. Ha!
Wonderful.
Going to be 90, 91, 92. We'll see. I bet it gets warmer up valley for sure, which means a lot of people on the water today.
Yeah, we're busy. Booked out in the weekend, so.
Are you? Just book solid. Every boat, every sup, every double kayak, every what do we call the Jamie O'Brien?
Soul Fiesta.
The Soul
Six Man.
The Six Man. I call it the JOB, but it's the Soul Fiesta.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jamie rides that thing at Waimea with all his, Kalani and all those guys. They like to take off on 20 footers on that board.
I've seen those videos.
And Drew's got that board on the Napa River. So if you want to go out and have more flotation than anybody could ever need, including you can bring your cooler on that thing. I saw you guys leaving one day a couple weeks ago. I think there were two coolers on that boat.
Yeah, and a big old waterproof speaker.
Right?
Surf is up. Surf's up on the Napa.
Surf's up on the Napa River.
It is this weekend with this weather.
You've got every tide, and you get the Kanaka boat. And you got every boat you can get. Fishing kayaks, the whole thing. So we were talking about best times to get the best use out of the river. And you are a plethora of information on this because you follow your tide books and your charts every day because you're launching.
Yeah.
So give us a little insight on best time to get out there.
How to get the most of your time on the water.
Yeah.
Well, there's one sort of, I don't know, dynamic system in place, I guess, that is easy to remember. And it's generally every other week you get a morning high tide.
Right.
Right. So last weekend you had the morning high tide and then it slowly transitions to the big incoming tide. So this weekend we'll have the big incoming tide.
Which
means those tides line up with the winds blowing in off of San Pablo Bay. So you can ride the tide with the wind at your back one way. You can clear 6 miles in an hour and a half and not work too hard.
I'm not in a hurry, Drew.
Or you can work hard and, you know, carry on all the way up to Oak Knoll and finish at Trancas Crossing Park.
Right.
All right. So you can do a 10-mile paddle in the time you'd normally do a 6.
Have you been up there lately?
I haven't been up.
I'm wondering how many times we got a port right now, because I'm thinking when it's low, it's 2. When it's higher, it's 1. On a super high, you miss that first one, and then you can get back up in there.
Yeah, you can get up to that beaver dam.
Right.
On the high tide.
And then you just port there. And
there's no way. Well, there's one way around it, and that's through the jungle, you know. But
or wear your booties and get out and just carry the sucker up over the dam.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, that's fun, too. You got to, there's no, it's a big dam up there.
I've not seen this. There's a big beaver dam now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see? I got to get farther up river.
It's about a mile and a half up.
Wow.
From Trancas Crossing Park.
Yeah, but guess
maybe
what?
Maybe a mile. I don't know.
That's where
you know it when you see it.
Well, I guarantee that. So is the really good swimming hole on this side or that side?
Well, we don't pay attention.
Oh, we don't talk about that? We don't really talk about our private swimming holes up river because we don't want to get in any trouble. And we also don't want people in them because they're not that big of swimming holes. But
it's a small river. I think small boats make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, that's why kayaking's the only way to get up there, or drive and hike and go through the jungle and then know exactly where to drop down and go, oh, look, swimming hole.
Absolutely. And the jungle portion of the river, we call it the jungle cruise.
That is the jungly.
My buddy up on Howe Mountain is up. Hey, how's Space Mountain doing this weekend? You know, you'll call me Jungle Cruise, you know.
Oh, the Jungle Cruise. Nice.
You got Space Mountain, you got the Jungle Cruise, you got what other Disneyland
attractions? Oh, I guess, our Carneros would be Space Mountain because we've got things flying, we've got airplanes and choppers and birds and herring. And by the way, Drew is a big bird guy. He knows birds, man. He knows birds.
Well, yeah. And the other day, there was two lovers showering in the river. I was like, here, to your right, there's great blue herons.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, turtles. And then we come around the turn and showering in the Napa River.
You saw it right there. Yeah. People showering right there. A lovely couple. Yeah. Were they up in the jungly part?
Above the oxbow.
Okay.
There.
All right, good. Yeah, you know, if you're going to do your shower, just go up valley a little bit.
Picnicking, and it was funny.
Or
it was a part of the attraction, you know.
Well, you never know what you're going to see out there. Or you can jump in down in the Carneros, you know. You want a good mud bath, jump out. Watch what happens. Bloop.
You know, the mud for Wilkinson's up there in Calistoga in the early days came from the Napa River.
Is that
all
right?
That mud, yeah.
Look at you with that inside info.
It's really fine mud. It's really good mud for
It is a good mud. It is a good mud.
It's good for your skin.
Well, that's what mud's all about. You can play some Quest for Fire. Paint yourself with mud. Go paddling. Just do it down by us because we won't care out in the marsh.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, this time, I mean, the marsh, you know, the wellens that we like to talk about a lot is the authenticity of it. I mean, it's a one of a kind. The South Napa wellens is what makes it unique.
Did you say we have like the number one wildlife refuge wetland property is here? Our wetlands.
It's like 15,000 acres. So it's the Napa Sonoma Marsh.
Right.
And the keyword's tidal. So it's the largest contiguous tidal preservation on the West Coast.
Hold on. You said contiguous. That's 50 cents, bro. That's a lot. That was a big word.
Continuous. It's, you know,
I like
touching. Touching is what that.
Yeah.
On the West Coast of North America.
Right.
It's the big. It's huge.
It's
you
big.
Know, it goes all the way to basically Petaluma.
Right. Which is why we hang out down there. Because for those. So it's adventures in the jungle and it's beautiful upriver. But downriver, you can go play and get lost. You can, like, go up this, you know, just go this way, go that way, and then go, uh-oh. And then you get to a certain point, sometimes go, I can't even turn around. I have to back out. But it's fun to see where you can go. Don't cheat with your phone and your Google. I never do that. You know, Steamboat Slough, I found on my own. I knew it was there, but I didn't know exactly when I could get through.
Yep. So, right? There, and I got to take you out there to Hoodman.
Hoodman
Slough. Yeah.
I am not familiar with Hoodman.
Well, it's like a getting shot through a funnel. So you get to this section, it's a skinny slough that empties into a bigger one, right?
So we get a little rapid run?
12 mile. I looked at my little sport tracker the pow.
Okay. Well, you're working.
You shoot through it at 12 miles an hour.
Really?
We've hit that. I broke a drive on my 25 horsepower Zodiac boat. The drive shaft snapped going through that one time too. At full speed, you know, the transition there.
So. Right.
But it moves. It moves. It's a matrix of man-made sloughs.
Hoodman.
Way out there. Yeah.
Did you name it Hoodman?
You got to be careful. Hoodman. Hoodman. Yeah.
Hoodman. I like Hoodman better.
Hoodman.
Okay.
Hoodman.
I thought that, but your favorite sloot, mine is Steamboat. Yours is one up from mine.
Yeah.
Because we've done that one together. What's the name of that one?
Drew's.
Oh, that's Drew Slough.
See?
That's right. I remember going through going, okay, this is Drew Slough. Mine's next door. I like Steamboat.
Bob's.
Yep. I know Steamboat's fine. But I just know I've learned, do it at a medium high. Otherwise, you're not going.
Yeah. You got to go the one that we're talking about. You leave after high. I mean, 10, 15 minutes after high tide, actually.
So
there's a lag.
The
so that's good for people to know, too, that there's a lag. The transition from flood to ebb, you know, from incoming to outcoming. It's about 45 minutes, you know. So
right.
you hit high tide, the water's not going to ebb for another 45 minutes. To be safe, call it an hour and a half, you know.
Okay, yeah.
So you can, there's a lag there.
Wow.
So when we want to hit a spot in the slough out there, we'll leave about a half hour after.
Okay, I think what we've got to right here is the point of, if you need to know all this information, you couldn't possibly remember everything we just shared. So if you want to go for a run, just go find Drew at Napa Valley Paddle and tell him like you heard it or you want to try that.
And it accelerates too as you get up into the jungle up there. I mean, it's fun. You'll start and you'll accelerate up through that, those twists and turns up past Milliken and finish at Trancas. It's a great route.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to do that one next. Of course,
absolutely.
I'll probably see his first sunset run tonight somewhere down in Carneros.
Probably so.
You know,
5:30 high tide tonight.
People are trying to hunt us down, Drew. Wouldn't be very hard. All you got to do is hit the river. You'll find us out there. We sort of stick out a little bit.
Well, yeah.
It's all good.
I hope to see everybody out there. It's going to be a great summer.
Well,
we've got the season pass going, too.
Oh, that's
right.
You
can get a season pass for $285.
Go to Drew's website, Napa Valley Paddle. Look it up. He's got some killer new deal. I'm not talking about it, but I'm just telling you. If we weren't friends, I'd get it just because you can go paddle anytime. But enough of that. Great information today. Thanks for all of that. And if you want to know more, just go visit Drew at Napa Valley Paddle. Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.